There are a number of people in the generative group field who are generating Avalokiteshvara or Chenrezig. They are the same being. The Chenrezig is the Tibetan name and Avalokiteshvara is Sanskrit. Kuan Yin is also, from a Chinese point of view, considered to be Avalokiteshvara, but that in the Chinese pantheon. And then with Kuan Yin, we have the legend that she also was the queen of a particular dynastic period and that she was subsumed in a way similar to the assumption of Mother Mary, of the Virgin Mary, when she was subsumed into heaven. We have a similar kind of thing that happened to that queen, and then she, in that sublimation, became a divine being. The reason to choose this particular image is because one of our members is not generating Avalokiteshvara, but because she's generating Milarepa. And I asked her, why are you generating Milarepa? That's an interesting choice. Not that anyone else's isn't interesting. And she said, because I saw a statue of a celestial being, and in this kind of 1 foot up pose, regal pose, but seemingly so relaxed, so normal, so at home within him or herself. And I kind of figured, oh, this must be the statue she was thinking of. So we'll, at another time, generate Milarepa. But let us consider this position for a moment and what it is telling us. And that is that when we are in our authenticity and state of being, no matter how we're generating that or how we're keeping that forefront, that we are, in fact, at ease with ourself. And then being at ease with ourself, then the wisdom that we have lived over the ages and the wisdom and compassion that is innate to us because we are cosmic beings before we came to this earth, that set of wisdom and omniscience and ultimate compassion is also already right here. And when we are at ease with ourselves, then we become at ease with our situation. And we can step into the world. Notice the 1 foot down is stepping into the world from the throne of stability. This is why this being is on a rock throne, although this rock throne has the imagery of lotus petals coming off of the bottom of it, that is to say, right off the seat. So this is very important for us as we are generating, to really consider the ease that comes from authentic presence. And we do not have to force that. That's the key with ease, right? There's no forcing. There's a flow. There's a gentility. There's the river of wisdom and compassion that doesn't need to express itself in any particular way, but just flows through any particular moment and its circumstances and the people and the situation that we find ourselves in, and is comfortable in silence, comfortable in speaking, comfortable with others, no judgment, etc. And the last thing to point out is something that has been pointed out before about Avalokiteshvara. One wonders if Avalokiteshvara has a particular relationship to humanity on Earth, because Avalokiteshvara takes so many forms and appears in so many forms, masculine and feminine, and crosses cultural barriers. We could say the same for Tara, because even within the Irish mythological pantheon, the most sacred hill or mountain in the Green Island is Mount Tara, or has, I'm not sure if the mountain is named Tara, but the celestial palace that is the home of the deity there, which is the mother goddess, is the palace of Tara. So there is something very powerful as well about Tara energy all throughout the world. We smile, and our smile is an example of our ease of presence. Sitting well within ourselves. Look at the posture before, or open your eyes again before we really close our eyes for a while. Look at this posture. You know, there's such a comfort with the core and with centeredness. So we sit well. Sitting well and smiling, we feel the flow of our breath. There is ease and simplicity here. Then let us empty our personalities into this ease. Breathing in and breathing out. One effects the infinity of being, which is its emptiness, voidness, by simply not chasing after the small things that arise within one's mind. So as we are settling, there are members of the group that are emptying, and that is palpable. And the way by which that is accomplished and experienced is very simple, which is why it's said so simply, so that others might possibly experience it as well. In order to experience the infinity and infinitude of presence being, we simply don't chase after anything. And thus the awareness mind is held in its own brightness, in its own spaciousness, in the energetics of its own vibrancy. And as we simply sustain awareness in its own qualified state, which is its natural state, then the personality, the ego, is naturally undone. So we breathe. If it's of assistance, we feel the top of the breath, and then the depth of the breath to begin our process. But that, of course, is still to think and maybe even to chase. But eventually, we become the space between. And that space between, as we sustain it, ripens in its qualities and empties everything else. We breathe in, we breathe out. abiding in and as the vibrant, spacious, brilliant qualities of awareness itself. Abiding in and as this, because this is our nature. We don't have awareness, we are awareness. So abiding in these qualities, we then can bring forward those qualities. And one of the ways that Avalokiteshvara has done that down the ages is through mantra. Mantra is a particular vibration that is codified, and within that code of the mantra is celestial presence. Equally so, within the code of the mantra is the clue or the injunctions that bring forward awareness being, that bring forward the vibrancy, the smooth spaciousness, and the brilliance and luminescence of awareness being. And I think most people are familiar with Avalokiteshvara's injunction. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Or Om Mani Padme Hum. And that would be to combine the Tibetan. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om is a word of creation itself. It signifies all creation. Therefore, it signifies that we, as awareness being, no matter how aware or unaware we are always in the role of creator and creation. Mani. Mani means jewel. It, yes, speaks of the jewel of the heart, because the jewel of the heart is at the same time the jewel of awareness mind. Heart and awareness mind are inseparable. Just as compassion, wisdom are inseparable. And so we have the second ray of love, wisdom, compassion, wisdom. Those two qualities are inseparable. Well, heart, mind is too. Heart is the expression of awareness being, and awareness being is the expression of itself. So, jewel is that. Jewel is also that in order to discover a jewel, we usually have to dig, we have to mine, we have to go through a lot of process in order to uncover and kind of bring out or bring forward this amazing something called a jewel that unto itself has been through the processes of this earth for a very long time in order to be made radiant and beautiful. So all that about awareness is within mani. Padme or Padme is lotus. And lotus grows from the mud up through the water and blossoms in the brightness of the sunlight. So unfolding, constantly growing. Growing from what? From the fodder of our earthly life, from the fodder of our circumstances and our relations. We are always growing, always unfolding. There's no end to it. Because we will always set seeds from whatever amount of growth we have produced. And hum, H-U-M or H-U-N-G, is a fiat, a lightning bolt through the ethers that says yes I am this. So we hear from the Bible, I am that and that I am. All capital letters. This fiat, this admonition. And all of this is said from the ease of pure presence. So you're encouraged for our last several minutes to begin saying the mantra to yourself, inwardly or outwardly, and let it ease, such that you're not engaged in repetition, but that you then are abiding in the qualities that this mantra bring forward from you and represent. Om Mani Padme Hum. We take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. And feel the poise, the grace and the ease of awareness being. Experiencing it in whatever way or measure that we do helps bring it forward and stabilize it as the truth of our being through our day. There's a particular power to this ease and presence that is palpable. And the more often that we experience the ease, the grace, the power of it, then it is these that empty out the predispositions of the personality and the ego. We just experience for ourselves repeatedly that the ego's posturing, the ego's neediness is small. And this stature of being, this is the greatness of presence. Love you all. Live from it. And create your day. Help the world create a new day.